You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Bug bounty hunters help patch flaws in software, but bad actors are always in the hunt for their next exploit, and the payoff can be big. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. The many lines of software code that run so much of our digital lives are riddled with bugs. That's why we're asked pretty routinely to update software across the devices that we use. There is, however, a kind of bug that keeps cybersecurity defenders up at night, perhaps more than any other. It's the vulnerability that's unknown, even to the people who wrote and managed the code. Zero day in hacker speak. Companies and organizations spend a lot of time, effort, and money trying to get out in front of this ilk of cyber attack. Hot zero-day summer, as Wired Magazine called this past one, bled into fall, with Apple, Google, and Microsoft announcing several recent patches to manage vulnerabilities that could have been exploited. But owners of the code don't always get there first, as when a Russian ransomware group successfully stole data from some 60 million users of a popular file sharing service by exploiting a zero-day flaw. Dina Temple-Raston is the host of the Click Here podcast and has more on why the known unknown is such a problem.
Dustin Childs works in threat awareness at Trend Micro. It's an American IT security company, and he's a bug bounty hunter.
We buy bugs at Microsoft bugs, Apple bugs, Trend Micro, Google.
Bugs Adobe, and vulnerabilities in software code, and Childs buys them so he can help companies patch those holes.
Depending on the type of bug, it could be worth $150, and depending on where it's sold, it could be worth up to $15 million.
Childs' bug bounty program is all legal and above board, but there are dark web marketplaces that sell them too. They sell everything from little bugs to the big white whale of vulnerabilities, something called a zero day. Think of it as an unpatched hole in widely used software that no one knows about yet. And a zero day was at the center of an attack on MoveIt software this past summer. Chester Wisniewski was tracking that hack.
I'm field chief technology officer for applied research at Sophos.
Sophos secures company networks. And Wisniewski says Klopp used a zero day to write a bot or a robot.
Basically, that would automatically find every MoveIt server in the world, you know, steal the data from it in an automated fashion and place a backdoor on them.
And Wisniewski says MoveIt is one of those software programs people don't think much about. We use it to send taxes to an accountant, or a doctor uses it to send medical files to a hospital. So when Klopp used this zero day to get inside, they immediately got access to hundreds of thousands of computer networks.
When you do a traditional ransomware attack, you're generally only able to target a few victims per week.
We'll be right back with more from reporter Dina Temple-Raston. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it impacts you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now: a shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with more on bug bounty hunters with reporter Dina Temple-Raston.
Dustin Childs, the bug bounty hunter, says this may be the start of something big. He worries ransomware gangs are going to start using zero days on little-known but ubiquitous software to do monster hacks with less work.
I think it will be a trend if, for a while, if nothing else, because Clop has been incredibly successful. If one ransomware group is very successful, the other ransomware groups will see that success and try to imitate it.
The U.S. State Department is offering a $10 million reward for information that can lead to the arrest of members of Clop, if there are any bug bounty hunters out there.
That was Dina Temple-Raston of the podcast Click Here. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.